This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one. Day.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know I harped on a lot last hour, but boy, Hillary Clinton has got a lot of stinking nerve to be the mastermind, the leader of the expansion of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS around the world. Red-handed caught with her hand in the weapons transfer jar over and over again in clear felonies, getting money to her private foundation to transfer the weapons so they can run around and murder Christians and blow up churches and engage in war crimes. And then she also got up, I've got a clip, and said, we're finally where we need to be in Syria and things are going well. Yeah, carved up failed state. Man, she's evil. And the cold-blooded Machiavellians she represents are going to bring this country and this planet down if they're not stopped. What a disreputable sack of filth who really hates the American people more than anybody and wants us to be a failed state under Cloward and Piven. That's the globalist model, a failed world, a failed state with above-the-law, tax-exempt megabanks ruling over us. Because, see, they don't like the fact that we don't need them, we don't want them, we got our own cultures, we're doing good, we innovate, we do the fighting, we do the hanging. So they're coming in with their technocracy and their smart cars, driverless cars, and their combat robots, the end of people. This has all been directed by a bunch of little soft control freak nerds who don't do the killing themselves. Now, they can hardly open a can of soda without their fingernail breaking off. No, they have humanity do all the killing for them. I knew a lot of guys were engineers at IBM when they were still here in Austin. I remember they were all training their replacements. We were paid about 10% what they were, 20%. And they admitted, they said, no, I know I'm training my replacement this year and I'll be out of a job. It's just a strange feeling. People say, oh, that's just innovation. No, it's not. Henry Ford wanted to pay people enough so they could buy his car. He wanted to create an ecosystem financially. He wanted to create a market. And you got to have people that are upwardly mobile to do that. But Hillary Clinton, it's come out in the news, but I first heard about it 15 years ago or so from the late, great Jim Tucker, that he would interview people at these hotels. They had Bilderberg. He would stay till after the conference and go in and interview them. That's how he got all of his good intel. He'd get there before it opened, you know, for the conference, and they'd say, I'm never talking to you. I go, well, they're going to be so rude and so evil, you'll want to later. A couple days after the conference, you come meet me here at this bar. They'd always show up, whether it was France or Germany or the United States or the U.K. And they said, they don't let you look them in the eyes. They're rude and hateful. There's no tips. They scream at you. They were talking about evil things. It's like a James Bond movie. And that's it. These are people turned over to evil. And I cannot express to you how dangerous and bad news they are. And I know you know that. But 9 times out of 10, I am communicating to people that are new listeners. I mean, I really wish this show wasn't accurate. I really wish it was a big joke. And then I really said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City. And I really said that there's wasp aliens under the UN building. I didn't say any of that. What I did say is I've got scores of books and white papers published by the United States Printing Office, like Ecoscience, 1974, admitting the whole plan of what they did to us, how they brain damaged us, and why we're so stupid now and can barely fight back. We got hit with chemical weapons. And I started the show with this earlier, and it's the most important thing I could say. It really is. We're in a 21st century war. It's beyond info war. It's a physical, creeping death, soft kill war. And I only know about a fraction of it. And what I know is so over the top, I have trouble dealing with it and have nightmares about it. I mean, this stuff's real, folks. We're going to open the phones up. What did you think of Star Wars? I'll tell you what the plot's really all about. It's about getting women in combat. That's been the current meme lately, not just gun control. It's every movie, only women are the heroes. We'll explain why on the other side. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Stay with us.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I just opened the phones up. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Again, we do the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. It's completely produced out of Austin, Texas. The weekday show, of course, comes out of Austin, but I still have some links and connections to the network in Minnesota. So that's a network phone number that we use weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then, of course, there's also the nightly news. The nightly news, 7 o'clock Central as well. And a lot of our AM and FM affiliates are picking up the nightly news now, especially our special coverage. And I never expected that. You know, I try to innovate things, and then usually it gets really successful. It's always somewhat successful, but not in how I thought it would be. It's strange how innovation works, but necessity is the mother of invention. And I've always just wanted to reach audiences anywhere I could. I started out 21 years ago on Access Television. And within 6 months, I was on local radio on the weekend. And within a year, I was on weeknights. And within a couple of years, I had the highest rated show at night for talk radio. And I was syndicated, limited syndication. And here we are today. And I wish there were other shows that were more eloquent, more focused, and reached more people. See, I'm not in competition with folks over how many listeners I have. I'm in competition with the globalists that are trying to end competition and shut down freedom and end any type of upward mobility for the population. They want to create stagnant caste systems under global governance and then force medical tyranny, force inoculation, you name it, dictate the terms to the capitulated, surrendered world population. This is a science fiction movie. You're living it. I want to go to your phone calls, Julio and Brad and John and Project Liberty and others. Then we're going to talk Star Wars some coming up, interspersed with news. And again, before I get emails going, you always criticize entertainment. What do you do covering it? There's nothing wrong with rest and relaxation. There's nothing wrong with seeing a good movie. There's nothing wrong with going and watching a football game if that's not all you care about. But that's not why I'm covering Star Wars. I'm covering it because it is the cultural meme in their own words. George Lucas's own words. Now the anti-gun crew, Disney, owns it. And it is a production to push women in the military. And that women can fix the tractor, mow the yard, fight better, and have babies. And that men are obsolete and aren't needed. People go, why are you against women being the hero in every movie? Because it's an admitted directive. They have directors that we, quote, brainwash people against the Second Amendment in Hollywood. Should I play the Attorney General saying that on video to the RTF National Convention on C-SPAN? I want you to be repetitive. I want you to brainwash people against guns. In fact, let's just cue it up. Some new listeners won't believe me. Well, they've had Gamergate come out with Sony and Disney and all of them with the directives that you will put women in command. And then every movie I go see, the new NASA movie, like all the bosses are women. Mars. It's like, and then every sitcom since the 70s, men are inadequate, idiot, morons, scratch of their rear ends. And then look what it made men act like and the roles, and women don't respect men. They think it's real cool to look down on their men. I mean, it's sick. And the family's gone. And we're falling apart. Mission accomplished. I'm going to play that George Carlin piece coming in to start the next segment. The late, great George Carlin. And man, I tell you, feminists, they program with this. They just can't understand what's happening. They just can't wake up. By the way, Kurt Russell, who is one of my favorite actors of all time, came out for the Second Amendment last week. And then he was on The View a few days ago and defended himself. I want to play that clip and then go to your phone calls. I mean, I'm really proud of Kurt Russell. I mean, he's so good in Escape from New York and The Thing. But even his comedies are great. Tarantino put out that Grindhouse movie. And even though it was so bad, I mean, I couldn't, you know, not watch the Kurt Russell part. And Kurt Russell, very exciting, folks, pro-Second Amendment. That is so exciting. And look, I've been told he was, and I've been told other people were, and listeners of the show I've been told, but they didn't have the will to go public. And to have him do this and now defend himself and not backtrack, it's beautiful. And people say, oh, who cares about Hollywood? Well, the globalists literally order Hollywood people to put out these anti-gun messages or they get blackballed. He's having a lot of courage because he knows how much trouble this country's in. And you won't know how bad it is until it gets really, really dark, folks. And we're now at that crossroads. So I'm very, very, very excited about things like this because I know a lot of other big actors are not just pro-gun. They know about the New World Order, everything. And let me tell you, you start getting a bunch of them to go public, it is going to devastate the globalist agenda. Because they're not going to be left or right. They're going to be patriot. That's what I've been telling you. Hollywood's on fire with not wanting to be Republican or Democrat, but like libertarian patriot. Anti-vaccine. Pro-gun. Anti-Monsanto. But pro-sovereignty. I mean, it's really they're just really smart people. They get it. They've done their research. And it's just an exciting time to be alive, folks. You get excited about the animating contest of football? What about the animating contest of the future of humanity? Here is Kurt Russell.
The last thing I like to watch is entertainers or actors get political. It's just something I can't stand watching. So having said that, I was kind of asked to put it in context somehow with this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, my personal feeling is that there's a big difference between fantasy land. Mm-hmm. And reality. Fantasy land is what we do. You're either writing something, writing a song, writing a book, doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasy land. Mm-hmm. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it and how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment. And that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government. Mm-hmm. We had our Civil War. Mm-hmm. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, mm-hmm. and it's basically that simple.
And he's talking about 1776. Later, the media thought he was talking about the 1860s. That's how dumb they are. 1776 was over the attempt to take the guns. Who's up first here? We got loaded phone lines here. Brad in PA, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Happy Sunday to you, man. And great show as usual.
Thank you.
Just wanted to comment on something you were talking about with Trump. And, you know, the guy is, it's awesome to see him stand up and just everything he says. He doesn't back down from it, which is, you know, blowing their mind as far as the mainstream media. And
because it's an illusion. These are con artists trying to sell us, you know, timeshares on the moon. We just call their bluff and laugh at them, just like the CNBC Republican debate, where they all just basically laughed at the commentators and they ran off like dogs with tails between their legs.
you're right about Hillary. Just the lies. It's if you just study it and listen, it just one lie's bigger than the next. The Clintons are pathological liars.
You didn't hear she beat Muhammad Ali back in 1969?
I can't believe what they get away with. Every time you point it out, it's ridiculous.
You didn't know she invented the internet with Al Gore? You didn't know?
And you know, with Gore and all the global warming, I think they told him, look, you're taking a fall. Bush is going to win. We're going to give you global warming and all this money later on down the road if you just take a fall now.
It's all they want him as Secretary General. That's the word down the road is Gore, if he can get all this through. I mean, it's just he actually owns the main carbon company you buy the credits from. I mean, it's like Hillary gets money from dictators for weapons that are illegal. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then she blames Trump for ISIS. God bless you, brother. Anything else?
Keep up the great work, man.
Man, I'm just trying to defend my family. You keep it up. Thank you. Folks, you're just as good as me or better. That's why don't tell me I'm doing a great job. I'm trying to survive. People need to understand something. If you're not fighting the New World Order, you're crazy. They are coming for everything you've got in your family. They want to conquer and usurp you. Let's stand up to them. More calls coming up.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Julio's call's up next. We start the next segment. John, Christopher, Charles, Judy, Greg, Chris in Kentucky, Project Liberty. We'll get to everybody. But I appreciate you guys coming in on the Sunday broadcast. We've got Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com writer. And we've got the InfoWars Nightly News director, Rob Dew. You guys have both gone and seen the films. You were going to go with my son and I, but my son was under the weather Saturday evening, Dew. You've seen the film. You were telling me kind of back off at Star Wars. Come on, we all have fun with it. Don't be so serious. You just walked in. I said, what's your review? I haven't seen it. I've read the online spoiler. It's like 50 pages long, you know, blow by blow, which I've talked to you and others. Now, that is accurate. Looks like feminist propaganda to get them in the military, right, as the Pentagon announces that. But you're saying it's even worse than that. In your own words, you just told me that it's a horrible movie, maybe worse than The Phantom Menace, maybe worse than Jar Jar Binks, that Jar Jar Binks may be the screenwriter on this Disney leaving that was Star Wars. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. I had that same feeling. I remember back in like 99 when Phantom Menace came out and you're watching Jar Jar Binks and it's just giving me that horrible feeling.
Oh, me liking me from Caribbean?
Yeah. And then I'm watching this movie and it feels like, okay, this is how a Star Wars movie is. We have Millennium Falcon and we have lightsaber, but nothing made sense in the movie. It's like all of a sudden they have the lightsaber and then everybody who touches the lightsaber is just a awesome lightsaber warrior, even though they've never held a lightsaber. They're suddenly able to defend themselves.
It's like super dumbed down.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's like, well, now that the lightsaber's here, everybody's a
because, I mean, Star Wars the original is an excellent film, evergreen, archetypal, you know, designed to bring back, you know, these epic space operas, meets Knights of the Round Table. They admit that was the plan. Darth Vader, Dark Father, the whole nine yards. The Emperor's great. Empire Strikes Back's great. Sure, we know Return of the Jedi. They had a plan to sell $5 billion worth of teddy bears. That failed. I mean, really, it is exploitive. There's nothing wrong with making money, but you got to put some good art out that then makes money. Yeah. You know, the art comes first. No, I mean, it is exploitive. It is a joke. It is anti-gun. But please continue.
Well, you know, the effects were great. Other than that, it was just, I'm watching the script and the story, the bad jokes, bad joke after bad. At least the jokes in all the other movies were really good, especially Empire.
Like, and Harrison Ford does die.
It's great. Yeah,
he's killed by his moron son.
Right, exactly. Who's the worst villain, I think, of all time. You're looking at this guy like, this is the villain? I'm not afraid of this guy. And he's got this mask, but then he takes it off. He puts it on. He takes it off. Of course, make up your mind.
Well, that's about selling that toy.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's, of course,
make three times my own toys. You what?
Of course, the villain's the evil white guy.
That's right. But all the heroes are women.
Yeah.
And also bad guys are women, too.
The women is the main girl in there, Ray, I believe her name is a total badass. She can fix everything. She can beat guys up that are trying. She takes two-on-one with a staff and beats these guys.
But then, meanwhile, guys are all sitting on the sitcom scratching their rear end.
That's a little bumbling. Yeah, they kind of bumble around a lot. And it's just watching this, it just felt like they were going to show you old pieces. Like, here's Star Wars. See, look, remember this thing? This was in
Star Wars. Here's the good news about propaganda with all the propaganda placement. All these special interests come in. They pay for it. The Pentagon's involved, admittedly. And then nobody really cares about it and secretly sabotages it. And that's the word I've been given from Hollywood is they're able to get, like, a Captain America out, the last one, where it's really a good message.
Winter Soldier was really good.
Yeah. but that's under the radar. But it's good because the folks involved like it.
Yeah.
When they're told to put out propaganda, they just sabotage it.
I think so. I mean, because Star Wars, you look
at I've been
those,
told.
When those guys did that movie, they were barely funded. It was like ragtag. We're going to make the best movie we can. And then what they've come in 30 years later, I don't know what I just saw yesterday.
Now, I like Max von Sydow. He's a great actor.
He's dead within minutes. That's all I'll say. He's dead within minutes. They kill him. I mean, it's just like, why is he even in the movie? Why even bring a good actor like that in there? He's bam. So
I mean, Alec Guinness and Peter Cushing and all these great actors in the first Star Wars, and they just get worse and worse. Episode 3 is excellent. I mean, here's my word.
Because of the false flag.
Yeah. Star Wars, Episode 4, Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, and then Episode 3, those are all excellent movies, other than the horrible, wimpy lead actors.
Right.
I mean, why do they get like this black stormtrooper? People go, oh, you don't like him because he's black. No, he has no gravitas.
He's really
just
not
like
a good
that actor. The white Darth Vader kid. What's that guy's name?
Yeah, the guy who played Anakin.
I mean, he just radiates, I'm a big wimp,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he did really bad casting in those areas. And that the black stormtrooper guy, yeah, nothing against his color, but he just really wasn't a good – I didn't think he was –
But notice how we have to say that.
I know.
Obviously.
Oh, I know, yeah.
If it was Samuel L. Jackson, it'd be great. He can pull off the tough guy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a
tough
joke.
And you know, that whole thing was –
By the way, Melissa Harris Perry says Darth Vader is black because he's racist.
Right. And then he becomes white after he accepts his kids. This whole weird sort of paradigm, like – all black people do is abandon their children and run away. And the only reason they do it is because they're black and they'll stay with their kids if they're white. That whole mind.
That's not even true. Darth Vader had his kids stolen.
Right. Exactly.
And we see he's white in Empire Strikes Back. None of it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just,
well, they've successfully absolutely ruined the Star Wars franchise for
yeah. No, it's Disney is going to just destroy this, whatever it is. And now there's, you know, coffee creamer. It's made just to sell stuff.
Yeah. I was about to say, I mean, yeah. I don't mind about marketing stuff, but you go to the store, everything's Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, this Target commercial where there's stormtroopers running around chasing after kids and giant prey.
Speak of the devil, can you guys cue it up? Stormtroopers, we'll do it after the break. R2-D2 accompanying John Ernest to press briefing. So it's all this cutesy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, John Ernest is like the PR guy for Palpatine, lying incessantly, super evil, hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. They're committing real atrocities. He's the front man. But it's cute because R2-D2's here.
Right. Yeah, there he is. That's Bib Fortuna right there in the lead podium.
Dude. We're going to go to break here in a moment, come back with some calls and cover more of this and cover serious issues. I'll let you guys ride shotgun for the rest of the hour. But,
sure.
Kit, I've been ranting. Your take on the film. You think it's wonderful?
No, absolutely not. Like he mentioned, it's just a bad movie in general. But, you know, put it into perspective, you know, when George Lucas wrote the first Star Wars film that came out in 77, the Galactic Empire was like an allegory to the U.S. Empire at the time, you know, post-Vietnam, taking people's rights, you know, invading all these countries.
And by the way, he said that in interviews.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, Revenge of the Sith in 2005, you know, you got Emperor Palpatine pulling false flags attacks.
Lucas told the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote stories about it at the time. We played clips. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so
he just said this is based on 9/11.
Yeah. And now we got Disney running the show, of course, globalist Disney. And then they have the remnant of the empire now is the First Order. But it reminded me more of ISIS because you have this they're taking kids like the black stormtrooper guy. They took him as a child and they indoctrinated him and put him in the military and
they killed
destroying everything. Yeah. I mean, a real empire doesn't do that. A real empire doesn't go in and steal and destroy everything.
It goes in and sets up the infrastructure so you're controlled by it.
Yeah, so you have this First Order that's acting a lot like ISIS is doing today. You know, non-state actors are just destroying everything, complete anti-individualism.
Well, do this. I want to spoil this piece of film.
Let's spoil it.
Because here's the deal. I wasn't going to spoil it until they had the Philadelphia police say, we'll arrest you. I got First Amendment. We have to exercise it or we're going to lose
it. Bad guy. There's a main bad guy that suddenly appears. He's a cartoon and he's, you know, 30 feet tall. And I have no idea why he's even in this movie. There's like so many things in this movie, I have no idea why.
It's about larger amounts of toys.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with a story or making
something. But see, the globalists admit they don't want any culture, any thinking, any beauty, anything good is bad. Look at TV. Dumb it down. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Can we come back? I want you to go through the plot and do, we'll augment that as well. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our land.
This is our land.
These are our people.
These are our people. The workers. The strivers.
Who are they?
These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is
1776.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now that's a line from 1984, and of course it's propaganda. But it's actually true when you talk about ISIS. I mean, they really are that bad, and then it's Hillary behind it, so she blames Donald Trump, which is up is down is up, black is white, left is right. I mean, this is incredible. I want to go to Julio. I want to go to Project Liberty Defined, John Christopher. We're going to go to, all these people that are patiently holding. The first guy I was going to go to was in Georgia, Charles Daniels. We'll go to him as well. But this is what's sick. They admit world culture more than anything now, other than Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism and Buddhism. The other biggest religion is basically Star Wars. And it was revolutionary in the late 1970s. And then you look at what they would do with it on purpose, because this director is good. He made some good Star Trek movies. That would be so horrible. It's meant to be like that, folks. They're dumbing the culture down to dumb the people down. Dumb the art down to dumb the people down. The CIA declassified that last year. We always knew it, that the sitcoms, bashing the men, ugly art, pushing it on people, paying for it with taxpayer money, was meant to mess us up. And they've done it. Now, who runs our government? That's the big question. Now, Morgan is here, good friend of my son's, and, of course, a part of some of the TV shows here. Morgan overall said he loved. Well, Morgan, tell us what you think, and then we'll get the plot from your father.
Well, the movie was okay, but, I mean, it was definitely not the best and wasn't the worst. But, yeah, I still like the originals a lot more. They're just not.
Which one is your favorite?
Empire Strikes Back. It's my favorite. Yeah.
You failed me for the last time, Admiral.
Yeah.
No disintegrations.
Yep.
You're free to use any means necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations.
So. Most don't want to know how you survived the carbonite freezing process.
Oh, yeah, the video we shot as a stunt Friday you guys put out so quickly. What is that titled? I don't have time to play it today. What is it titled? It's titled Group Leaks New Star Wars Movie Secrets. And I tell you, we really did that quick. It's a fun video, and then at the end we expose the plot of the movie and try to warn women of the plan to get them to be into chattel slavery, the draft as well. Kit Daniels has been sitting there politely while I've been chattering. Give us the plot from your view.
Well, the plot to me is really, like you said, it's so dumbed down that it doesn't have a coherent plot. So
it's like a Teletubby episode.
Yeah. I was talking to Rob Jacobson. He came down with us to see the movie on Friday, and I was talking to him afterwards. It's like, the movies now are so dumbed down. It's just Hollywood's a microcosm of society in general. It's just this complete idiocracy. I had the same problem when we saw the Interstellar movie last year, which that's Christopher Nolan movie,
yeah,
which was probably the closest that we've seen to a Kubrick film like in the past 5 years.
And people hated it.
Yeah.
Powerful film.
Yeah, and it was just dumbed down, just like Star Wars movie.
It was dumbed down, yeah. But compared to this, it isn't dumbed down.
One other thing,
it was a good film.
It was a master's degree compared to Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was a little too long, but some of the, well, the end, all, the last third is excellent.
I saw the intent, but it was just so dumbed down. Yes. It's like.
Well, I mean, plus it's when you know it's propaganda. They admit the order is have all the leading heroes be women.
Yeah.
I mean, then you're seeing it like have the order be the communist Chinese will distribute this in China if they help our space program because we're idiots. And then their heavy boosters blow up. We have to use Russian ones. And then they lie and say the Chinese.
Yeah, and
it's just all lies.
And speaking of propaganda, every time I report on how the mainstream media is, pushing propaganda, I get universal agreement. All of our readers and people that comment on YouTube agree with me. But when I point out that Hollywood's doing the same thing, like I get downvotes. I get half the people saying, oh, you're just being conspiracy.
Well, that's because that's their identity. No, there's no propaganda in movies.
Here's what I want to point out. The same companies that own all the mainstream media outlets are the same ones that own all the Hollywood studios. You got General Electric that owns not only NBC with Bob Costas pushing anti-gun.
Those document cameras.
Yeah.
Go ahead. They can flip it. Just leave it right there.
Yeah, you got GE, who not only owns NBC when we had Costas a couple of years ago on a Cowboys game talk about we need to take away the guns. They also own Universal Pictures and MSNBC.
But this is admitted.
Yeah.
I know, people are idiots.
People don't
They spend that. Billions. They meet with the Justice Department.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you got Time Warner that owns not only CNN, but also Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema. These people don't understand that.
Well, look at Disney.
Yeah.
Disney, last time I checked, gave like $20 million to gun control last year. I mean, it's, of course they're out to get us. I mean,
and of course they're going to push propaganda. Like Disney TV show, because we have on our Apple TV, you can watch Disney. Oh. And every show is about how parents are stupid and bumbling, kids talk back constantly, and kids know everything.
Yep.
And sometimes I have to deal with that with this one. Because...
But he understands that, you know, that's brainwashing, destroy you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I watch shows like that all the time. And it does the exact same thing.
You understand
thing.
That's literal imperial brainwashing. Because, yeah. Empire doesn't take you from your parents and make you a stormtrooper. They take you while they raise you at the house.
Yeah.
They take your mind.
Yeah, they put the control panel in the house.
So no one suspects anything, yeah.
But you know that the Force can only be used on the weak-minded.
Yeah.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Not there.
Move along.
No, I'm good. I'm going to stay right here.
No, no, no! Power! Unlimited power! For new listeners are like, what is he talking about? I'm talking about Hillary's lullaby at night.
That's right.
Rob, I'm sorry, finish up, Kit.
Yeah, another point I wanted to make was before the movie at the draft house, they got this bar area. And there's people sitting at the bar. Well, this guy had a jacket on, and the back of it was all the 7 Star Wars films, you know, 7, including this new one. The first 6 all came out in May. Then you had The Force Awakens. It came out this December.
Yeah.
This reveals all you need to know about the merchandising. You know, Disney bought the movie, and then, you know, we got to get all the toys out before Christmas.
Which
know?
Shows, yeah. I predict it won't be as successful despite the biggest push ever, because it was smarter to put something out in summer, let it get popular, yeah. And then the kids want that.
And this ties into what Rob Dew was saying about how bad the plot was. It's like this movie was written by board members at Disney, mm-hmm. that were just saying, well, we got to hit this demographic, that demographic. You know, we got to have the white, you know, the young white children, you know, buy this product. You know, the African-American children buy that product. That's what the movie was designed around. That's why the plot.
Everybody has their token character.
Yeah.
But in the Asians by the Asian starfighters and stuff like that.
There was, yeah. There was, yeah. There was the X-Wing had the most multicultural force.
Yeah, there was a black, a white, Asian, everything.
Which, hey, I guess.
I like how the head of the Trade Federation has like a Chinese accent. Hello, Vader! Hello!
And he gets promptly.
I think he was, now get your reward.
They were supposed to be the Japanese at the time.
And of course, Anakin has to kill the younglings, which right. is like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
A lot of good messages there. Only then will you have the power.
Yeah. So, I mean, waste your money if you want, but I've almost written that last night. I was like, I think I'm going to have to write Star Wars out of my life. I can't. You know, no memorable quotes. You know, we quote Star Wars everywhere around here. Nothing memorable in that movie. There was nothing memorable in there.
Chewie were home is like the.
But see, that's what the globalists do. They kill culture.
They took it.
They want to get rid of humans. The globalists say we're trash, so everything has to be ugly. They admit in literature and art, that's their plan.
And because it's now written by a corporate board, you're going to get corporate messages.
Yeah.
Because the corporation has taken over. George Lucas wasn't really a corporation. He was a successful entrepreneur who took his idea.
It's very interesting because this whole movie was basically a remake of the first Star Wars. I mean, you had the female lead character was just like Luke. The black guy was like Leia. You had Han Solo was like Obi-Wan Kenobi. You had the Death Star, literally the planet destroyer.
It was just a planet, yeah.
So it's like this is George Lucas was an individual making a movie. This movie was the same movie being made by a corporation.
By a corporation, yeah.
That's why it was so bad. This is like individualism versus collectivism.
You got to write that article. That's actually true. Yes, exactly. Episode 4 was individualism. It's classic. It's great. And then now this is literally corporate goo. They just eat all the ideas and then crap them out and then tell us how great it is. I mean, it's just the actors. It looks like a made-for-TV movie or something. It's so cruddy.
It was fanfic.
Gentlemen, stay there. We're going to rush through calls and come back. Julio. John Christopher, Charles Daniels, stay with us.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, I gotta go to these callers. It really is rude whenever I put the number out and go to the calls. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On corruption.
We are waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones.
I knew a liner was coming, but I just can't help myself. I want to go to Julio quickly. I want to go to John Christopher, Charles Daniels, and others. We'll have to talk more about this, but I think we can effectively say Disney has killed Star Wars. And I just want to say congratulations.
They killed it with a lightsaber.
Just like Han Solo.
Not yeah, even pretty with a lightsaber. They can't even use that.
A politically correct, multicolored lightsaber.
Exactly.
I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful.
That's the only thing they didn't really have, though, was nobody got gender reassignment surgery during Star Wars. That's probably the only plus.
They use lightsabers and have a taxpayer paid for.
Empire will now give you a sex change.
And I think this movie of Star Wars, I've never seen so many people get hit with a lightsaber and not die.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
Three people get hit with a lightsaber and don't die.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Han Solo does get eviscerated.
Well, I mean,
thank God.
Since Empire Strikes Back, he wanted Harrison Ford wanted Han Solo.
He actually
to die.
Said thank you as he was dying. He's like, thank you for killing me. I don't have to come back in any more of these movies. I'm done.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I would want to die.
This will be a day long remembered. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Julio in Wyoming, come on down.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you all. I've seen some interesting things in my young reporting career. I've seen the TSA at the train station, but never in a million years did I think I would see the TSA searching reporters' bags.
Well, yeah, that's why you open the borders up to bring in the radical jihadis, so you can have the Clash of Civilizations, and all over the country have TSA now at the movie theaters. It's just such a big event.
Well, absolutely. It was for all the reporters' safety, so it was quite interesting to see Tuesday evening. And with the rhetoric spewing from, say, Santorum, Pataki, Christie, and the rest of those goons, you know, TSA is going to be needed at more events. So that was quite interesting.
But Trump's bad because he says we shouldn't let Muslims in, period, until we at least screen them. And then they just say, oh, he just wants Muslims banned, period. I appreciate your call. We got to move quick here. Again, it could have been said more tactfully, but the point is the outrageousness is bringing people in unscreened and then saying we're going to randomly search you on the side of the highway to make sure you're not ISIS.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And that's all done. I mean, you just got to look at who's funding ISIS. Who started off ISIS? We're the reason that ISIS isn't existing.
No. Hillary said it's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though she literally is like the mommy of it.
She's the architect of it, definitely.
Let's go ahead and talk to Charles Daniels in Georgia. You're on the air with Kit Daniels. Go ahead.
Good to be back on your show again. And we appreciate everything that you've done for us before in our other films and stuff. But we're very concerned here in Georgia about the next 9/11. You've done reports about it, talked about the flood of Muslims coming in. And I'm not racist against Muslims or anything. It's just that it concerns
me. It's just that a large portion of Islam says murder everybody that isn't a Muslim. So we kind of have a problem with that. You have a problem with having your head chopped off?
Well, it's just that it's disturbing to me that Christians are getting their heads chopped off in Middle Eastern countries, and the only thing that liberals can talk about is transsexuals and
well, that is the big story that almost no Christians are being let in, even though they are the real persecuted group, and then they're only letting Sunnis in, they're not even letting Shiites in that are getting attacked as well. I mean, this is crazy. The president knows he's bringing in jihadis that will attack, and then they're going to set up checkpoints at the mall. Not the border, but at the mall, for us. Good point, sir. Anything else? What else do you want to say, Charles?
Yes, the Second Amendment is so important, folks. I'm going to read one quick quote and let Mr. Alex Jones go, because I know he's a busy man. But let me read a Thomas Jefferson quote right quick. He said, quote, "The constitutions of most our states assert that all power is inherited in the people, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed." That's what he said. He was talking to John Cartwright in 1824 when he wrote this letter.
Yeah, absolutely, because in a free society, the people are armed. In an unfree society, they're always disarmed. God bless you, Kit Daniel.
Yeah, I wanted to add that the Bill of Rights, when they were all written, like James Monroe, he wrote them because he knew that they weren't going to argue over them. These are the 10 rights we all universally agree with.
And it's common sense. Yeah. Who doesn't want property rights, the right to not be searched without a warrant, or the right to defend yourself? And they got the Democrats running around saying, turn your guns into your racist, when it's the Klan that got the first anti-gun laws passed in the South. Just a fact.
And every one of the cities is democratically controlled. You see higher gun deaths because people aren't allowed to carry guns.
Well said. Well said. Is John Christopher there from Missouri? Says he's a teenager, has his own radio show. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Very good. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys over at InfoWars. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior in high school. I have my own radio show. I do a lot of what you do, and as you can imagine, it's very hard to get kids to want to listen. So I didn't know if you could give me any advice. I'm planning on actually applying for InfoWars once I graduate this year.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, are you doing a podcast? Are you doing one on terrestrial radio? What are you doing?
It's a live internet broadcast.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to get young people to listen. Once you just cover something, then they will listen. We have a very wide audience, and I appreciate your call. I would basically, you have to target message boards, big sites, write articles that are interesting to young people to then pull them to your radio show.
Yeah, you got
to everything's multimedia.
You got to find out what children or teenagers are interested in right now. I mean, what I do typically for InfoWars,
take a story, and hook it into liberty.
Yeah. I was reviewing a Star Wars, not because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but because I could tie it into what's going on politically in the United States today.
We hijack it.
Yeah,
hijack memes. That's the biggest thing. You see something that comes out, immediately figure out a way to jump on it, but put your spin on it that is going to change the
or create your own trends and memes as well. Let me cover this story because we're talking about Star Wars. Well, I got mad Thursday and Friday talking about it. everybody getting so excited and so serious. It's like, okay, it's entertainment. Great, fine. Get excited. But, folks, we're living on a planet with real geoengineering going on. They're messing with our food and our water, admitting they're changing us biologically. We're in a real movie, okay? And look at this article out of the Smithsonian. Federal government put this out. Airplane contrails may be creating accidental geoengineering. Oh. The exhaust is darkening the Earth. Well, they're not. It's happening. And we never said the ice crystals were new. We said they're adding stuff to the jet fuel. We have the documents, the patents, that they are manipulating the Earth's atmosphere. So the public should be told about the secret program that is causing the soil to die and the trees to die.
Oh, Alex, they're just testing still. This is just a testing phase. This is not a real program.
What about Obi-Wan Kenobi? What about Jar Jar Binks? That's what's important.
It's funny. First they call you conspiracy theorist, and then second they say, oh, we're really doing it. It's just accidental.
But I mean,
they quietly.
But before that had been, we're just testing. We're just going to do little tests here and there to see how it goes. You look at.
I mean, I'm talking personally to farmers and ranchers that are saying, yeah, we're testing for aluminum in the soil. It's there.
Hey guys, Google YouTube, like images, just contrails from space. Just so half the country, you can't see it. Yeah. The Earth's 37% darker. The trees and plants aren't growing as fast. There's some secret program, and then we talk to scientists. This would warm the planet, not cool it. Because in the documents that come out, they say it's to protect the Earth.
Oh, yeah, they got a false flag.
I mean, something's going on here. They won a Nobel Prize for it in 92.
I mean, we know they're lying about global warming, so what can they do? They can create their own global warming.
Look at that. Yeah. That's out of the space station.
Totally normal.
I mean, oh, there's nothing happening. That's ice crystals. No, it's not.
I'm totally amazed that, and they're never going to admit it until it's too late. Well,
that's my point. What else is going on we don't know about? Exactly. Well, we know with the GMO, the shots, it's changing our DNA. More of us are getting cancer. They're killing us.
It's hilarious to me that all the environmentalists are always.
I have a friend died yesterday. Yeah. 35-year-old woman, lung cancer. Okay. Never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, the environmentalists
are dying everywhere. Take the shots, folks. Government loves you.
It's like the environmentalists are always pushing for more government control and saying that the government will provide the solutions. They don't realize the government's the biggest polluter in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Government turned that river orange.
Hello, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, sir.
I tell you what, I'm just getting so frustrated what's going on with this tyranny because, you know, the first caller with Star Wars, everything is accurate. I have a copy of a citation I got from somebody, does not list Hispanics. Isn't that amazing that the illegals can get away with everything they can, but we can't? We're guilty to proven innocent. I am just so flabbergasted that the
illegals... Well, they're doing that statistically to cover up crime rates. And this is all engineering. And let's not gang up, quote, on Hispanic people, but it's true. They're setting it up to bring in the third world influx to then balkanize and put those groups in their own reservations. We're then meant to get upset and xenophobic because we see the racist system being set up, and then that self-fulfills the prophecy to then make Hispanics think the whites are out to get them. And it's so sophisticated, I don't know how a dumbed-down population of whites, blacks, Hispanics can beat this unless people transcend it and see the big picture.
Well, and people keep talking about, you know, FEMA camps don't exist, FEMA camps don't exist. We've always
That's right. They don't call them FEMA camps. Yeah, they call them Emergency Centers Establishment Act.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they don't call them chemtrails. They call it the Global Geoengineering Program of the Department of Energy and the United Nations.
Yeah, and when you put a spin on it like that, people just go, oh, okay.
Star Wars. You mean they got thousands of jets spraying aluminum on us? Oh, great. I like neurological disorders.
Star Wars.
They even give references.
Meet Jar Jar Binks. We want to target demographic in Caribbean and sell toys. Meet Jar Jar.
They even reference chemtrails when they were flying.
We're out of time. Good job, Morgan. Come back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.